Beau and Luke Duke are back, driving fast, dodging Sheriff Roscoe P. Coltrane, and propelling the Dukes of Hazzard to number one at the box office this week. The movie is a knockoff of the TV hit from 25 years ago, and it features an all-new cast. That got us wondering, what happened to the original actors, including Luke Duke, a hero and heartthrob for a generation of teenagers?
Hell, tonight she didn't wait for nothing. After she left with that turnip brain, I went out looking for her.
Jesse, I ain't never went looking for a woman before.
They always come looking for me.
That was Tom Wopat, the original Luke Duke, in a scene with the original Uncle Jesse. Wopat has come a long way since then. Broadway musicals, including a Tony nomination for Annie Get Your Gun, a dramatic turn in David Mamet's play Glengarry Glen Ross, and a CD that leaves Luke Duke far behind.
That old black magic has me in its spell. That old black magic that you weave so well.
Tom Wopat has just released a new album of Harold Arlen songs titled Dissertation on the State of Bliss, and he joins us from our studio in New York City. Welcome to the program.
Why, thank you, John.
How did you become such an accomplished jazz singer?
I've sung all types of music, going back to, I started in grade school, singing the songs that you sing in grade school. And then I had a music teacher that came when I was, 10 or 11 years old, and he really started working with me. We started doing musicals right away. We did Damn Yankees when I was in junior high school, and I learned an awful lot of the American Songbook while I was still in high school, and also learned, I studied opera and stuff, and went on to study voice at the University of Wisconsin. The jazz inflections and whatever jazz influence I have has just been kind of accumulated.
The liner notes on this album suggest that you just walked into the studio and recorded these songs live to tape. Is it really that easy for you?
Well, pretty much. This album was made a little bit on a shoestring, and we worked with a producer from my hometown, Madison, Wisconsin. Actually, I'm from Lodi, but Ben Sidran lives in Madison, and he's a wonderful jazz pianist and producer. So we worked with a couple piano players and got all the arrangements together and cut 14 songs in 3 days. Basically, they're live performances, and I think it wears well on this material.
When all the clouds darken up the skyway, there's a rainbow highway to be found. Leading from your window pane to a place behind the sun, just a step beyond the rain. Somewhere over the rainbow, way up high, there's a land that I heard of once in a lullaby.
You know, the amazing thing about Harold Arlen's music is that everybody recognizes it, but they don't realize that a guy named Harold Arlen wrote all these great standards.
I think one of the reasons for that is that the vehicles for the songs were not all that successful. That's not to say he didn't have some success, but it wasn't like Rodgers and Hammerstein or Cole Porter or Irving Berlin, who had just massive successes on Broadway and in film. So I think that's probably why people don't know his name as well.
You're really stretching out on stage as well. Your first dramatic role on Broadway, playing James Link, who is the mark for the unscrupulous real estate salesman in Glengarry Glen Ross. And you get to share the stage with Alan Alda.
Well, I don't really talk to Alan's character in the play. He's aiding and abetting Liev Schreiber, who's the guy who actually sold me the piece of property. And the scenario, for those who don't know the show, is that this is a real estate office, and Liev Schreiber is their prize salesman, and he's sold this, I think what I'm called in the review is an unwitting dupe. He sold this guy a piece of land, and this guy's wife says, well, no, you can't do that. So in the second act, I come in, and I tell him that my wife won't let me do the deal. Mm-hmm. And he's got Alda working with him as a sidekick, trying to confuse me and keep me off my guard so that they don't have to give up the sale.
I'll call you this evening, Jim. I'm sorry you had to come in. Monday, lunch.
My wife.
Rick, we really have to go.
My wife.
Monday.
She called the consumer, the attorney, I don't know, the attorney Jen. They said we have 3 days.
Who did she call?
I don't know, the attorney Jen, some consumer office.
Why did she do that, Jim?
I don't know. They said we have 3 days. They said we have 3 days.
3 days?
To, you know.
No, I don't know. Tell me.
To change our minds.
My character is just totally unlike anything I've played on stage. You know, I've always been kind of the leading men in musicals, and generally they're heroes. Every once in a while there's a heelish aspect to them, but mostly they're, you know, good guys and in control of the situation and kind of take charge guys. This guy is like the antithesis to that. And people have really, really responded to this portrayal. And I think part of it is just because they've come to expect such a different type of character from me that most of the time people don't recognize me on the stage, just from the body language and the tone of voice and all of that stuff. It's a totally different character. It's very satisfying from an acting point of view.
It kind of brings you and Alan Alda back full circle. You were dominating television back in the 70s. He on MASH and you with the Dukes of Hazzard.
Well, he gets his limo's waiting outside after the show, and I go out and get on my bicycle. So you can tell whose show is actually more popular. Or who's more of an icon, I guess. I don't know.
Tom Opat, singer and actor, and in the distant past, star of the TV series Dukes of Hazzard. Thanks very much.
It's my pleasure.
And let's go out on another tune from your new album, A Dissertation on the State of Bliss. Tom Opat sings Harold Arlen.
I could while away the hours, conferring with the flowers, consulting with the rain. My head, I'd be scratching while my thoughts were busy.
That's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm John Idstein.